from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I tell people what he said about next year's draft, I don't think they're going to listen.
8:20, tune in.
I quote tweeted him, and then I texted Ryan. I said, don't check your mentions. 8:20 this morning. Ryan Wilson going to join us on the show. 9 o'clock, Todd Derry's going to join us. Should we be in panic mode about the Cleveland Guardians? We'll see what he has to say. Urban Meyer, former Buckeye coach, former Florida Gator head coach, 3-time national champion. He's on Afternoon Drive this afternoon, 3 p.m. Make sure you set your alarms. Make sure you get your push notifications from 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Make sure you do all that so you don't miss Urban Meyer. Urban freaking Meyer. He's on a new podcast, The Triple Option, which our buddy produces, Chris Turlop. It's fantastic so far. They had Nick Saban on. And Urban Meyer will be on Afternoon Drive today at 3 p.m. It's not all doom and gloom with Deshaun Watson in the media. I think a lot of fans have gotten tired of hearing media people say everything they possibly can about Deshaun Watson from a football player standpoint over the last year and questioning all that. Akbar Baja Biamila, who's on Good Morning Football, this is yesterday, where he had mentioned that Deshaun Watson not just could be good, but could be comeback player of the year.
I don't agree to move on from Deshaun Watson. I'm probably one of the very few people that still believes in Deshaun Watson. I know we have not seen Deshaun Watson play in, you know, more than 6 games since 2020. I mean, and that's when he was playing at a high level. Obviously, there's been off-the-field issues, there's been injuries, and this could be the very first year we see that. He could be a candidate for the comeback player of the year. I truly believe they've got all the weapons around him, from Amari Cooper to Joel Bontonio, Miles Garrett on the other side, Denzel on the other side. Like, this is a solid team. And the way they looked last year without him, this is a good team. So Deshaun Watson, really, to me, the pressure is off. Like, you got dogs around you. Like, you're ready. You're set.
Will they be able to take care of each other in the offense is the question. He's right about all that. And I think it's something that Browns fans were shouting it when the new league year started and we first started talking about football. But then after that, I think that they basically gave up on it. I told you before, and I know you questioned, I think the vibes right now within the fan base of not just the Browns, I think Cleveland fans are fans of all three teams. There's maybe people like the Cavs more than the others, or the Browns or Guardians more than the others, but they're still the same fan base. I find the vibes to be pretty low. Maybe that their expectations have risen, and I need to raise my expectations. Maybe I've been too easily excited about some of the things that these three teams have done. But I think that they've just flat out said, wake me up when the season starts and I can actually put it down on Deshaun Watson, because everybody I find tends to say negative stuff that I don't want to hear as a Browns fan.
So the thing I'll push back on what he said was that Deshaun Watson doesn't have any pressure on him. I think that's the opposite of the truth. I really do, because you and the rest of this roster is awesome. I think that there's a case to be made that this is the best from 1 to 53, the best roster the Browns have had since they returned to action in 99.
Do think there's pressure or don't?
I do think there's pressure on Deshaun.
Okay.
Because the rest of the roster is that good. But with how good the rest of the AFC is, they need good quarterback play to go to where they want to go. And this team has real expectations, and they should have real expectations, both internally. I think they believe that in Berea, you and I believe that, the fan base believes they should be pretty good, right? For them to get to where they want to go, where we think they should go, Deshaun Watson needs to be good. There is pressure on him to be good, especially when you consider they don't have Nick Chubb to start the year. It's not as if he can just give the ball to number 24 and have him bail him out. There is real pressure on Deshaun Watson. As far as the comeback player of the year stuff goes, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be that good. I'm not as high on him just because there's no precedent. I haven't seen someone go through what he's gone through and come back and be really good again. So until I see that, I'm not going to believe it. So I will push back on that too.
Well, if they want to get to where they need to go, they have to convince him that there's no pressure for all those reasons that Akbar Baja Biamila just said.
But you and I both know there is.
Yeah, there is. Oh, there is personally because what's the standard for Deshaun Watson with this team?
In Cleveland?
Everywhere. What's the standard with Deshaun Watson with this football team?
In Cleveland, the standard has been below average. For his career, his standard has been above average.
But I'm saying hold him to a standard right now, what you need out of him in 2024.
Top 12 quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, and where does that put the Cleveland Browns at the end of the season?
Possibly in the AFC Championship game.
AFC Championship if game. Things, you said possibly. So
well,
your
the
standard
is so good.
So like the standard is the divisional round?
Yes.
Okay. If the standard's the divisional round, then I need a quarterback who's just good enough to get us there. I still think nationally, because of the contract, the conversation is, well, he's not as good as he would probably be beaten by Mahomes. Josh Allen, if you're going team versus team, I think the Browns are a better team than what the Bills are.
I agree.
Maybe not next year because you might have to do some roster turnover. I think the Bills are a year ahead in their roster turnover, and they went through it all. I mean, the first day of the league year, they basically had to get rid of half their defense, for crying out loud. So there's going to be even more on Josh Allen. Now, I'm not trying to give a whole Bills breakdown here, but I'm accentuating a point where he's going to have to be just fine to get the Browns to the playoffs. What I think people are missing here is I am in, not Hail Mary mode just yet, but I'm in a mode where I am trying to salvage what is in there on the contract. People want to sit there and tell me about the money, and they want to tell me about the picks. I know what they gave up 3 years ago for the guy. And to get that type of return back, I think is probably impossible.
Oh, impossible. Yeah, 100%.
But if I get to the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playoffs, and I get to the divisional round, and I get beat by Mahomes, or I get beat by Burrow. Stroud's going to be a different story. Totally different story. That's going to be one that sticks with you. Mm-hmm. But if you get beat by Mahomes, or you get beat by Allen, I think a lot of guys are going to get beat by Mahomes, get beat by Allen throughout their careers.
I agree, but you've also got Joe Burrow, who we've not mentioned.
Burrow, I think, is going to be a different story because he plays for the Bengals. Lamar is a different story because he plays for the...
Not had postseason
there
success.
There are quarterbacks that you cannot lose to that will change that conversation here. C.J. Stroud, because of that history, all right? Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, anybody for the Steelers, but I don't take them very seriously as a playoff opponent.
I agree.
So anyone with those teams... you would be upset in Cleveland. But guys, if he went out there and he lost to Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round of the playoffs, am I calling for his head? Am I saying that Andrew Berry's an idiot? No, I'm not saying any of those things. Lots of guys are going to lose to Patrick Mahomes in the postseason.
Yeah.
It's Mahomes.
But I think that you have to, one, get there, which is no foregone conclusion. And two, if it's somebody else, if you're not playing Patrick Mahomes, because I'm with you, Josh Allen is obviously a superior quarterback to Deshaun Watson at this point in their careers, but that Buffalo roster leaves a lot to be desired still. That Bills team is not very good this year.
Real quick, can he lose to Aaron Rodgers? Can he lose to Aaron Rodgers?
No,
and you say
no. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old, coming off of an Achilles injury.
If Aaron Rodgers were to meet the Cleveland Browns in the AFC divisional round, Aaron Rodgers is no longer just some 40-year-old coming off an Achilles injury. That team ain't going to go anywhere unless Aaron Rodgers does old things that he's done.
Yeah, but he's also someone that has historically underperformed in the postseason. His postseason track record, not nearly what his regular season track record
is. So you're going to hold his feet to the fire if they lose to Aaron Rodgers? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Just making sure. I got to make sure. And also, he gets added to the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anybody else unforeseen?
Yeah, I mean, outside of, really for me, it's Patrick Mahomes is the list. Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Deshaun, but that roster in Buffalo is not very good. The Browns are a better team. I don't think the Browns are a better team than Kansas City, and I absolutely don't think Deshaun Watson is anywhere near Patrick Mahomes, and I don't think that's controversial.
No, I don't think it is either. I just wanted to know where your standard was on him, and because that sounds like a ton of pressure, but I have to tell him that there's not a lot of pressure because I'm going to go, guys, you got Amari Cooper. Jerry Jeudy should be better this year. Elijah Moore had a better year, but it wasn't anything to write home about. But you have those guys with you. David Njoku has blossomed into the tight end that you want. I mean, we can go down the list on this. Your defense is still supposed to be pretty superb here. You got a good football team around you. The world is on his shoulders right now going into this pivotal year three, but I have to convince him that there's not pressure on him.
And I don't know if you're going to be able to do that because I don't think he's dumb. Right?
No.
I think he knows this stuff. I think he understands that this is a huge year.
I think he's acutely aware of where people think of him now and where he needs to get this football team to get those people to stop thinking about those things.
And I don't think you can get there without realizing that stuff. Sometimes you have to overcome pressure. And I think for Deshaun Watson to get to where he needs to be, he needs to do that. I think the Browns need him to do that.
You think it's a good thing that there's pressure on him?
I don't think it's good or bad. I don't think it's good or bad.
I don't think you really want to. I don't like pressure being on a quarterback, but I know to get to a place where you want to get to, there's going to have to be natural pressure on that guy. So there's no way to avoid it.
Patrick Mahomes has pressure on him every year. All these guys do.
By the way, would you keep DTR or Tyler Huntley? The debate is raging. I didn't realize it would rage so highly. The debate is raging.
I'd keep
on
DTR.
On my timeline right now.
I would keep DTR. I think that we know what Tyler Huntley is. Tyler Huntley is fine, but I think DTR having experience under this coaching staff that is greater than just the training camp, obviously having played a little bit last year, and I think he did look good. Like, I was impressed by what DTR was able to do against Seattle on Saturday night. Now, Tyler Huntley also looked good in that game, but I would keep DTR. Plus, the Browns have invested more in him with a fifth-round draft pick, and you know Andrew Berry doesn't like to cut his own draft pick, so my expectation is that DTR is the guy that stays, and that's the decision I would make, too. What about you?
I would still say DTR for all the reasons that you pointed out. I'm still surprised. The thing I would put in Huntley's category, he's just under 2 years older than Dorian Thompson Robinson. So he's not as old as what I think. I think some people think he's like 31 years old.
No.
He's not as old as what some people may think. The other thing is he's won games in the NFL. Dorian Thompson Robinson has beat the Steelers. Tyler has won more games in the NFL. You've given up a little bit when it comes to money. You've given up some to Tyler Huntley, but DTR is a six-round pick that eventually you could possibly flip, or because of the skill set that he has, is a guy that you might want to keep around just to be able to install something else in case you needed to break the glass on him. Because I did not think he was. There were times, yes, where he struggled. I did not think he was just some sort of terrible quarterback that held this football team down. The Baltimore game, I understand the Baltimore game. He was put in a bad position, and I've washed that responsibility away from him, and I probably did it after opening kickoff in that Baltimore game.
Yeah,
Everything else is shown some promise to be a backup quarterback in this league. For Tyler Huntley, I think he's shown some promise to be a backup quarterback in this league. But the Browns didn't draft Tyler Huntley. They drafted DTR, so I would give DTR the leg up. I think as of right now, as of 8:14 a.m., I think they're trying to work the phones and get something done with Tyler Huntley with another team. 216-474-0092. Ryan Wilson going to join us coming up next. He has another mock draft out. I'm not here to talk draft, but there is a very interesting name that he mentioned for your football team, and it's going to open up a can of worms. It's coming up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.